Now, the PM, General Election 2015, Chris Mason, Desk of Election News with Chris Mason. Here's Chris Mason.
So, day three of Manifesto Week. Is that what it says in your diary too? Glad to hear it. Day three brought along another three glossy tomes. But before we get to today's offerings, should you not quite have read every word of what's been published so far, let me offer you a quick recap of Monday and Tuesday.
At the heart of this manifesto is a vision of a
better plan for a better future
where children can make the most of their God-given talents, whatever their background.
So there, the Green Party, Labour and the Conservatives. Today, as you might have heard just after five, it was the turn of the Liberal Democrats.
This is a programme for government, not opposition. It is not a shopping list of pie-in-the-sky ideas, but a set of proposals that builds on our record of action in government.
Well, Nick Clegg had had his wheat-based, biscuit-shaped breakfast cereal.
We can say that we will cut taxes for millions of working people because that's what we've done every year in this government.
Vote Lib Dem, get a coalition, hopefully, the gist of the Clegg mantra. UKIP's also published their manifesto today. Last time's effort was dismissed as 400 pages of drivel by Nigel Farage. PM's live in Essex in a few minutes to find out what he makes of the 76 pages that trundled off the printer this morning. Now, where's the straight answer to a straight question klaxon when you need it? Well, you won't need it for a minute, at least. UKIP MEP Stephen Wolfe was out of bed at 5 o'clock this morning for an appointment on Good Morning Britain's sofa with Piers Morgan and Susanna Reid.
If Nigel Farage loses, final question, will you be running for the leadership of UKIP? Well, you've been widely rumoured.
Evading the question technique one, laughter, and two.
I think we've got some really seriously good contenders.
Yes, be different to all the politicians. Do you want to be different?
Technique two, prevarication. Three.
Yes or no? Do you want to be? If he wasn't leader, would you want to be leader?
Well, I think
yes or no?
I think I would like
to obfuscate if I possibly can, but
to make sure.
Yes or no?
Yes, of course I would.
Thank you. Stephen Wolfe, lovely to speak to you.
All right. Okay, you've got me in trouble now.
maybe.
Next to Northern Ireland, and the first of the local parties there to make their contribution to the printing industry, the SDLP. It's the second largest nationalist party in Northern Ireland and draws its support mainly from within the Catholic community. Its leader, Dr. Alistair MacDonald, called for what he called a prosperity process for Northern Ireland to be taken as seriously as the peace process.
If we can build a sustainable economy, we can harness the means to protect our vulnerable. We can provide a welfare service that can be funded and will assist people in their search for a better future, a more prosperous future. That's what sustainable politics and sustainable politics mean to me.
And as for the other Northern Ireland parties, well, when they publish their manifestos, we'll bring you what they have to say too. Meanwhile, the Shadow Business Secretary, Chuka Amuna, says Labour must make the argument for cutting the deficit more confidently. He's been talking to the New Statesman magazine. He said the party will be attacked by left-wing groups when it comes to making cuts in government. Of course, they might just be spared those attacks if they lose. Oh, and Ed Miliband has been on Woman's Hour.
Oh, gosh, I wondered if we'd get to my dating history.
Jenny Murray wanted to know what he made of that article that meant he woke up one morning to see the faces of his ex-girlfriend staring out at him from the page of a newspaper.
Look, the people I feel sorry for are the people I've been out with in the past who ended up in the papers because, you know, I'm a public figure and they're not.
I end tonight with an apology. If all this election fodder feels a bit out of date to you because you've voted already. Postal votes are now being sent out by some local authorities. One candidate in Pembrokeshire has tweeted to announce he has voted. And yes, he voted for himself. If you'd like a postal vote, the deadline to apply for one is 5 o'clock in the evening next Tuesday, that's the 21st. The deadline to get a vote, to get onto the electoral roll, is at midnight the night before, Monday the 20th, and you can register online.